Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I made some right. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Well, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Rick Lexinger is our guest. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Rick's coming up on a 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the president of OnPoint Consulting, the author of some really important books that are some of my favorites, Virtual Team Success. He's co-author of, also co-author of Flexible Leadership and Closing the Execution Gap. I think that's my favorite. Rick Lepsinger, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. You got them all. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we helped you launch all of these.
Yeah,
and Closing the Execution Gap, folks. That's your new one, right, Rick?
The Execution Gap and Virtual Teams kind of came out around the same time.
Right. So thanks for being here. I like that you want to talk about this topic. Folks, this is very timely. This is really absolutely in the news because it's part of the news. And that's fake news. Rick, tell us what fake news is.
Yeah, well, you know, the interesting thing, actually, I was thinking about this morning, this idea of fake news really isn't a brand new idea. It's a new name for an old idea, and it's really kind of, it's sort of gossip and rumors in the modern age.
We can go back to the founders.
Yeah.
Because we know that Jefferson did to Adams, if Adams didn't do to Jefferson, had writers write up stories that were not true and publish them back in the founders' days.
Yeah, so the fake news is not a new concept, but it's sort of been, you know, supercharged.
It's digitized now. It's digital. Yeah.
With the internet, more people get it sooner and faster. So, you know, the idea of trying to stop fake news or have some agencies kind of checking everything, I really don't think is realistic. And that's
let's slow down for a minute and talk about what it looks like in the current era.
Yeah.
What are some examples of fake news?
Yeah. Well, the thing about fake news, again, related to that, is it's not always malicious, and it's not always intentional, like the story you were telling about.
Let's be specific. So once somebody could say fake news was when people tried to say that President Obama was not a citizen.
Right.
He wasn't born in the United States.
Now, or when somebody said somebody was busing in voters for Hillary Clinton or something.
Things like that. But back to the first point that I was making though.
Yeah.
But it wasn't fake news that somebody asked the question. It was fake news that somebody said it as if it were a fact.
And that people accepted it at face value.
That's part of it. You got to have a customer. You got to have a customer for fake news for it to work, right?
Yes, and unfortunately, we're all customers for fake news.
Because we're all biased in some way or another. So another example, a very current example of fake news, was associated with this Russian hacking thing, right? A lot of people knew about that for months, but nobody published it. And then it got published by a less than ethical branch of the media. And then because they put it out there, a so-called legitimate group reported on that report. Right. And that kind of got it going, didn't it?
Yeah, and that's part of the problem is that, you know, it can come from many different sources. You know, it used to be a little gossip or a little rumor would just sort of stay in a general location. But now it gets picked up, it gets spread everywhere, and people tend to believe what they want to believe. You know, there's even this concept now of alternate facts, which really is not true. I mean, there's no such thing as an alternate fact.
If I follow something that's true. If I follow a lead to a website where there's a story, And the other stories on that website look like the National Enquirer, then I'm going to question the validity of the piece.
Yes, but and, but again, and that's I think where the challenge is that we don't question.
Right.
And that's
but
what, and that's
but what if the fake news takes me to a site or a source that should be believable, like the. Like the Churchill bust story, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was by CBS. It was one of the mainstream media groups. Some reporter said that President Trump removed the Churchill bust because he didn't see it.
Yeah. No. And
he published it without asking anything. And he in my opinion, he produced fake news.
Right. And that goes back to the whole dilemma of that there's so much information out there and available.
And what and have the standards dropped. Rick Lexinger, ladies and gentlemen, and I will take a quick break. We'll be right back. More on this after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.